There you go. I mean, back in the day, I used to not worry about Evelyn Cove too much. In fact, I think the Michigan Tech Club ran both of their VHF and UHF nodes on Evelyn Cove DR 1200s, and I forget what the UHF model number was, but those were not only solid for years, but they were also the cleanest FM signal I had heard. It was on a FM, not PM. So, I mean, even just in dead transmit when we were tuning things up every year, the carrier was so quieter than our two Motorola repeaters. So, like, if you had a carrier and no modulation, it was a nice signal. In a mobile radio form factor. Of course, that was also back in the day, too. So, I mean, I went to college in 97 through 2000, so, you know, different eras of radios. It kind of broke my heart a little bit one year when I opened a magazine and saw that Elenco's new feature on their dual-band radio was that you could change the backlight color. And I'm like, really? That's the feature. 18 different backlight colors. All right. Well, I think you're focusing on the wrong thing. But anyway, I kind of lost track of where they went from that point on because it broke my heart a little bit. But there might be some truth to that. Experience is the key, I think. But yeah, I had a lot of issues with using more than just a few watts in a tight area if I didn't have a good run of coax going to an antenna that was, you know, had some good radio connectivity on it. And a cookie sheet works in a pinch, but I don't know, it didn't work for me very well with 50 watts near my desk. So I would see if you could change the setup a little bit and see if the situation changes.